My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, Wiggy's guy, Schefter, now reporting it as well. So Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter both reporting that Jacoby Brissett will be your starter week one, New England Patriots fans. And so
some rats in the house.
There are. Well, yeah, we're going to Gerard Mayo is about to address the media, and we will go live to that momentarily. But, I mean, interesting reaction on the text line. 910 text. You don't sit a number three pick.
No, you don't. For so, journeyman backup. A journeyman backup.
That is going to be your critique, your first critique of Gerard Mayo and his role as head coach, is that he is making a mistake when it comes to the most important decision that he probably will make, at least early in this season.
No, that I'm not blaming Gerard. I'm blaming Elliott Wolf. Because in my opinion, Gerard doesn't have the power to make the decision on who the starting quarterback is. Based on the way I see it, do you really and do you believe Gerard Mayo had the power to decide who the starting quarterback is? I don't believe
it one bit. I think hopefully he's going to tell you that there's a clear and strong reason for it. I mean, he was, we've talked about it a lot. He was on here Monday morning with us talking about how Drake May had outplayed Jacoby Brissett. So there must be, if you're going to sit a guy who you spent the capital on to make him the number three pick, there must be a very significant reason why you're going to sit a guy in favor of somebody that he has outplayed.
Because Alex Van Pelt feels like Jacoby Brissett has a better understanding and handle on the offense. That's it. And Alex Van Pelt was given the power to make that decision because Elliott Wolf hired him as the offensive coordinator.
I think fans are really disappointed by this. This is so dumb. Based on the text messages, like somebody says, I guess I'm not watching any games this year. You got a lifetime backup quarterback. Welcome 0-17.
At least I'll have my Sundays free now. When they post this on social media, the response is going to be, I mean, Kraft is not going to be able to look away from it. So, I mean, they made their bed.
Keep that red zone channel handy.
Speaking of that, just to divert quickly, did you see the text about Google Chrome?
Yeah.
When you search your name, did you try it?
Yep.
Do you want to read when you start to put your name in, what comes up first?
So as soon as you put Courtney Cox W, it'll say W-E-E-I bathtub. And then number two is Courtney Cox W-E-E-I Instagram boob. So
I also see W-E-E-I Twitch bikini.
So
it's great.
You've arrived.
Yeah.
You are a highly, your boob.
Yep.
Is a highly searched Google item.
Yeah. I did a quick search on Reddit. It doesn't seem like, I think we're good.
All right.
John, you got you wanted.
You're going to tell me when Mayo steps up?
Yeah, I'll give you an indication as soon as he steps up there.
Right. I know we were in the middle of the news. You want to finish the news later, Courtney?
Sure.
Is that okay with you? Because this is developing, and it's not developing well for some. This is Rob from Swampscott. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
What's up?
Well, it's just I've been following what's going on with Drake May and what little we got to see of him in the preseason. I'm not sure if he's a number three overall pick or he's Elliot Wolf's little binky that needs to be protected. I don't get it. And if half the stuff that I'm reading or hearing on any podcast or ESPN or NFL.com is accurate, I don't understand how Jerod Mayo's going to be able to coach the team if Elliot Wolf is telling him who the starting quarterback is. Now, I know Jerod is a company man, and he's never going to hang Elliot Wolf out to dry and say that, but it doesn't make any sense to me why the overall number three pick in the draft, who's a quarterback, and you need one badly, isn't going to be starting for this team. Only thing that I can say in Wolf's defense is the offensive line is so bad, they don't want their number one and overall third pick in the draft getting absolutely annihilated in the first three games.
Yeah, I get that. We've talked about that. Wiggy says all the time, though, if it is that bad and that's what the result's going to be, then you're just going to have to put Drake May in anyway when Jacoby Brissett gets hurt. So
right, kind of feel like a true Bledsoe and take his lumps.
Correct. So I don't get it. I don't get if your plan was to have Jacoby Brissett be the starter for this football team, Wiggy, you should have just taken Marvin Harrison Jr. with that third pick and then waited for next year on a quarterback.
Yeah, and Bert Breer tweeting right now, the Patriots' decision to start Jacoby Brissett, the expected result all along comes down to one thing, and that's the development of Drake May. The best thing for May is to sit. That's why this is the right move, even if it makes the offense a little less dangerous in 2024.
Okay, we got to go to Jerod Mayo. Go ahead. Chime.
Yeah, good morning, friends. You know, just like I told you guys a few days ago, there was it's a process as far as selecting who the starting quarterback is. I have decided that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback this season. Now, in saying that, as an organization, we're 100% behind Jacoby. There is no, you got a guy right here, you got a guy right there. We're 100% behind Jacoby. And I had an opportunity to talk to Drake. I had an opportunity to talk to Jacoby separately and also together. And I feel like we're all on the same page from an organizational perspective.
You said that you had the decision and it was your decision. What ultimately led you to Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, there are a lot of factors that led to this choice. I think, the hard part is thinking in the short term and the long term at the same time. As an organization, though, we feel like Jacoby gives us our best chance to win right now. I don't want to get into hypotheticals. We can't go into the season saying, well, he's going to go X amount of weeks. Like, look, as long as Jacoby's going out there performing the way that we all have confidence in him doing, he'll be our quarterback this season. Thanks. Appreciate it.
So did anybody say, like, so is Drake your backup?
I guess at this point it really doesn't matter.
It does matter.
He was out there for a minute 20. Right. What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Well, you saw.
Is it some kind of, like, is there some kind of circus Barnum and Bailey strategy going on here to get everybody's interest up? And to, I mean, is
nobody's interested anymore?
No.
You lost it all. Yeah. Like you had it. You had us. You roped us in with all this confusing stuff. Ooh, who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be? And then you announced Jacoby Brissett, and nobody cares anymore.
You heard his first line.
Yes. You mean when he said, "We have decided"? Oh, wait a second. Oh, I mean, I decided.
I told you.
What?
I told you. This is. It's simple. I've laid it out. I went back. Shyam, I did my research. You know, I got my trusty notebook here. And I went through all the coordinators that they interviewed this offseason. The Mayo guys all got nothing. The guy that ultimately gets picked is an Elliott Wolf guy. And it shows me that Alex Van Pelt and Elliott Wolf are like, listen, even though we might not win with Jacoby Brissett, he knows the offense. We can at least keep Drake May on the bench and not have to put him out there and put him and have him be under siege or whatever. Where Gerard is like, wait a second. Drake gives us the best chance of win. He's the better player. Let's start him.
Do you agree with this texter on the Subaru of New England text line? Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Short press conference means Gerard Mayo is not happy with the decision.
Of course he's not happy. And our boy Ray Pasquale from what's he have there? I'm drawing a blank. He has the company where you call up and
the restaurant company, yes.
No, he does the phones. Anyways, yes. He just texted me and he made a good point. This is
Unified Office. Are you talking about?
Yes. I'm sorry. He made a great point. This is Elliott Wolf neutering Gerard Mayo. Yeah. Doesn't this show now that Gerard Mayo, when it comes to the offense, has no say-so?
We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback.
Which is it?
We.
Did you decide?
Nope.
Or did the collective we decide? Which is it?
Oh, he let us know.
We have decided, or I have decided that.
Or I have decided.
Yep. I'm sending this video to Mitch right now of Gerard being led to the podium. Yeah. And when I tell you I've never seen somebody look.
What, he doesn't look happy?
No.
Of course he doesn't. Where's Robert Kraft? Where's Robert Kraft in all this? Robert basically says, hey, Gerard's our guy.
Yeah.
So shouldn't your guy have the ability to make decisions when it comes to, I don't want to say roster, but depth chart and who's starting? Shouldn't he be the final say-soer when it comes to who's going to be your starting tackle or quarterback?
Play that again, Mitch. Yeah.
What's that?
I mean, if you're watching, shakes his head and rolls his eyes when he's getting up on the stage. Yes.
Yeah, he don't look like it looks like somebody who's walking for like their last meal and like, all right, I'm gonna be going away for a long time.
We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback.
What a nightmare for him! Like, imagine that you're anointed the guy,
right?
You got to deal with all the Bill stuff while Bill is still here. They're telling you, don't worry about it. You're the guy. We're gonna get rid of Bill. You're the guy. And then he clearly believes that Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett, like everybody else in the world.
Right.
And he's not allowed to start the kid.
Right.
Wiggy is so right about ownership. Like, they have been here. They have been omnipresent post Bill Belichick. And now all of a sudden you name a starting quarterback. And they are nowhere to be found.
Knowing that we all believe, I believe that, like you just said, Greg, Gerard wanted Drake May. And Elliott Wolf, and because Van Pelt told us that, hey, Jacoby Brissett is the starter, and Elliott Wolf clearly overruled Gerard Mayo and said, nope, we're going with Van Pelt and what he believes, and we're going with Jacoby Brissett.
This is Sean from Norwell. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. I don't know why you guys are getting all upset here. Like, these cards were set in the preseason. When they didn't bring in anybody for the O-line, this is exactly what they wanted to do from the get-go. They're tanking the season, and they're playing for next year. This team has sucked since Brady left in 2000, so just leave it as it is and stop making drama out of it. I think it's the best thing to do to Drake.
So you think this is the best thing for Drake May?
I think it's the best thing for Drake May and the team. Absolutely. Look at Sam Darnold. Look at Zach Wilson. Look at, like, all the abuse the Jets have bestowed upon 20-year-old quarterbacks.
So, Sean, let me ask you this question. So you think it's good for a team to have dysfunction between the head coach, the GM, and the offensive coordinator?
Absolutely not, and that's a different question, but it's a great question.
Because
I'm not saying I know that now. You probably do because you got some inside loop.
Because this is what that tells me.
You don't think Gerard Mayo doesn't want to tank a season?
No.
He doesn't
No. And if you did, why are you drafting a quarterback 3 overall? You would have drafted an offensive lineman, Marvin Harrison Jr., or traded down. That's what you would do if you're tanking. That's what the Texans did for years. That's what the Lions did for years.
We're forgetting that Gerard Mayo needs to take into account that this is setting up the rest of his career. Yeah, he wants to have a first season where they're just throwing it.
Right, but here's what we got to stop. We got to stop blaming Gerard.
No, I'm not.
Because you said Gerard Mayo has to take into account. This has nothing to do with Gerard.
But that's what I'm saying. Gerard's not going to throw his first season.
He has no power when it comes to this decision.
Okay, is he happy with that?
Of course he's
not. Then why did he take the job?
Because I think he took the job under the pretense that he would have the ability to bring in the guys that he wanted as especially offensive and defensive coordinator. But clearly, as things are starting to unfold and we start to peel back this onion, that is something that he's starting to see is, now, wait a second. I don't have the green light when it comes to who I want starting when it comes to the quarterback.
I mean, that was a one-minute press conference.
A minute and 20 seconds.
That's because he was TO'd. Pissed. If he stays on long in that, we know Gerard, he's liable to say something that young Thundercat's going to have to come down and go, whoa. Timeout, let's stop this press conference. Because I would be. There's no way. And Courtney's right. Look at his walk up to that podium. There's no way he agrees with this move. And for anybody to say this is a good move, forget about the Jacoby Brissett thing. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, how does your offensive coordinator, your head coach, and your GM, how are they all on a different page?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's bizarre to me.
That's where I'm concerned.
That if you want to win football games, that you can look at the two of these guys and decide that Jacoby Brissett is going to be your guy all season long.
Listen.
That's what he said.
This is a recipe for disaster. Because when you got, and I'll keep saying this, no other organization that I've been a part of, that I've seen, does the head coach not have the capability to A, hire his offensive defensive guy, and then B, have the ability to say, here's who I want as my starting quarterback. You are being trumped by the GM and the OC. And you could clearly see. So I don't blame Gerard. I blame Robert for him putting Elliot Wolf in a position to allow Elliot Wolf to hire an OC and not give Mayo the power to have the final decision on the depth chart.
I think he may have said, we made the decision. I mean, I did on purpose.
Yeah, of course he did.
We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback.
Yeah, that's almost like a make sure you say you decided.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, I'm not going down alone.
Yeah, he's saying we, but then I, to let everybody know I don't have the power here. I just want you to let you know.
Oh, it's going to be so interesting talking to him on Tuesday morning.
Oh, man. I told you, I feel bad for him. You come in as a head coach, and you think you have the ability to run the team how you want to run it, but yet you don't have complete control?
You get handcuffed by a guy who wouldn't even be given the GM title until after the draft? Like, what are we doing here?
Also, the 413 texter says, do not let Mayo off the hook here. He went into this as a rah, 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 collaborative company man guy.
Right. Yeah, but he felt it would actually be collaborative. Clearly, it's not.
Collaborative, and then, okay, I have the final say-so.
That's not collaboration. That would not be true. Corporate collaboration would mean.
But even in corporate
collaboration, empowering others. I know what I don't know. I mean, isn't that what he said about the offense? I know what I don't know.
Yeah, but Greg, you collaborate on a daily basis. But at the end of the day, you have the final say.
Right. I'm a collaborator.
Yeah, right. 100%.
This show is a democracy, not what do they call it?
Dictatorship.
Dictatorship.
But you still have final say,
Tom. Tom, if you could on the microphone. How do we refer to me around this radio station? Tom, our new guy. Tom.
Sorry. What's up, Mr. Hill?
Thank you.
There you go. You don't even have to
collaborative
say
collaborative, Mr. Hill.
Yep.
From Tom. Yeah. Collaborative.
We do collaborate, but at the end of the day, Mr. Hill makes the final decision.
Yes, that is
But
true.
That's how any corporation or company or anything works. You collaborate, but at the end of the day, there's got to be one guy who makes the final decision.
So who is that?
When it comes to the offense?
Oh, to the Patriots. Who is that?
Elliot Wolf.
Elliot Wolf when it comes to the offense. You know?
He's the boss.
His bone was, go ahead, you can get whoever you want for defense, but when it comes to the offense,
All right, well, Jacoby Brissett, NFL journeyman.
Wow.
Will be your starting quarterback, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Parts.